I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I've seen a lot of sustained interest in the Epstein case, obviously, understandably, but there's not really been too much update on our part about what's been going on. And there have been things going on, but a lot of the mainstream media have been pretty silent about it. There are a few articles, obviously, that I've got here, but there are some interesting developments and also some explanations for why we're not getting this client list that everyone wants. Like, who was Epstein trafficking these underage girls too?
Well, like, you know, your associate gets sentenced to prison for trafficking underage girls. Who too? We don't know. No idea. Well, no one's even asked her, apparently.
If only there were evidence for that. Well, let's look at what's come out first and foremost. And there's this article from the Daily Mail titled, Prince Andrew sex abuse accuser Virginia Guffrey will be freed from gagging clause which banned her from speaking publicly about the Duke 1 year after he paid out $12 million in bid to draw line under scandal. So it could be that Virginia Guffrey is going to release some more information publicly relating at least to Prince Andrew. It could also be who he was with at the time on the island. There are lots of potential things that we could find out once she's free to speak about that sort of case, because, of course, there might be information here that could lead to other people, which is promising. I mean, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, I mean, like, the victims are alive, so let's go and have a chat.
Yes. And there have also been some developments for Andrew as well. This happened earlier in December. King Charles evicts Prince Andrew from Buckingham Palace after Epstein scandal and will no longer be allowed to have an office in the building or use its address for correspondence, source claims. So clearly this has had consequences for him. I mean, 12 million and losing your royal position is quite a heavy price, isn't it? I think probably rightly so. So moving on to some more stuff about Virginia Guffrey. I think this is part of the reason why things are being held up, is that some of the victims or potential accusers, depending on who you ask, are suing each other. And I think litigating one another really holds up the progress of the case. So Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Guffrey sues his ex-girlfriend Rena O over defamation case. And I'm going to read a bit of the body of the text, just so you know what's going on. So it says, Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Guffrey claims a defamation suit filed against her by the dead paedophile's ex-girlfriend is a sham, new court papers show. Rena O, 43, filed a $10 million-plus federal lawsuit against Guffrey in January for publicly naming O as one of Epstein's recruiters. O claims she has since realised she was also a victim of Epstein and his gang. Which, what do you make of that? Because it's just like, yeah, I've since being litigated and publicly shamed, I've realised I'm a victim.
All of a sudden, she's like, well, actually, I think it was a bad guy. come on. That's not very convincing, is my opinion.
I mean, you never know. Maybe she was in denial. Maybe she was delusional. Maybe she was so abused that she'd blocked it out of their mind entirely. I mean, it's possible.
This did happen with some of the grooming gangs. Like, I remember in... crap, what's the one that caused the Finsbury Park mosque attack? I can't remember the name of the documentary, but the BBC did it. The Three Girls or something? I can't remember.
Something like that, yeah.
Anyway, but the one of the girls is being groomed by the rapist and then gets the new girl in. Like, that's part of her situation, is she recruits and also as a victim.
Mm.
But the fact that this person is like, well, now after he's dead and I'm being sued and blah, 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 maybe I should do something. So,
it does seem strange, but we can't jump to conclusions. It is possible that she was a victim as well. So
sure, it is possible.
It would be very bad if she was actually a victim and then everyone was saying, yes, actually, you were helping him. That'd be probably one of the worst things.
Yeah, it's one of the more complex things, isn't it? Because, like, that girl from the BBC documentary, not from the real case, it was not just a documentary. you know, you got to wonder, it's bad enough to be a victim of grooming in Rotherham, but then to be one of the people who recruited the girls in, but also a victim. I mean, that's a psychologist's job. I don't know. It's
don't
what a mess.
Palm this off on me.
I
it's a lawyer's job. So it carries on to say, oh, also alleged Guffrey, 38, sexually abused her at Epstein's direction. So that's an interesting development as well. Guffrey has also now fired back with her own lawsuit, claiming O's case is an attempt to silence and punish Guffrey for Twitter posts protected under her constitutional right to free speech. O's lawsuit, and I'm quoting here, lawsuit is a sham, attempted to silence and harass Miss Guffrey, while defendant O is afforded the opportunity to continuously defame and disparage Miss Guffrey, the suit alleges. O's civil action was not to remedy a wrong, but was brought for the malicious and intentional purpose of harming Miss Guffrey and to punish her for exercising her constitutional right to free speech and to participate in the public discourse.
So this is a statement.
Yes, it is, of course. It doesn't exactly sound like her words, does it? But yes, that seems to be something that's going to go on. They're going to be suing each other. It's probably going to be very public, very messy. And details and accusations are going to come out. And obviously, it's going to be very difficult to know what to believe there. But there could be potential here for some more interesting information, certainly. Some more name dropping. That's what I want to see.
I want to see more of the victims come out as well.
Mm-hmm.
Be awesome.
Yeah, well, this isn't going to help when they're potentially suing each other, depending on whether O is a victim or not.
Yeah.
And moving on to this next one, this is another one of the victims. This is a Daily Mail article. Again, they've been very hot on this stuff, actually, to commend them. I mean, some of their other coverage is very questionable, but give them their due here. The footage will haunt me for the rest of my life. Jeffrey Epstein's survivor claims she watched tapes the paedophile made of his wealthy friends having sex with a female victim for blackmail and says she still has copies stashed. Yes, this is perhaps the most promising, but also...
Why,
I'm a little
who are the
bit,
wealthy friends in the video?
I'm a little bit dubious about, well, why do we not know about these already? Why has it taken this long? But anyway... I'm going to read from the article. One of Jeffrey Epstein's victims has claimed that he did make sex tapes of his wealthy friends, and not only has she seen them, she has made copies. Sarah Ransom's newly released deposition has rekindled allegations that top attorney Alan Dershowitz was involved in the abuse of underage girls. Ransom claimed in the deposition taken as part of a lawsuit that Virginia Guffrey filed against Epstein's one-time girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, that she has seen footage of two of Epstein's associates having sex with a female victim, and she claimed that she had been forced into a threesome with Dershowitz and an unidentified woman. Dershowitz denies any abuse, and he told the Daily Beast, "Let me be very clear, I have had sex with one woman since the day I met my wife, and during the, this is a quote, and during the entire relevant period of time, I had never had any contact with Ransom. I've never had any contact with anyone else, and the stories are made up." I mean, I don't know whether to believe that or not.
Well, the fact of the matter is, innocent until proven guilty, just show the tapes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he's in the tapes, then there you are.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I would have thought.
Yeah, it's pretty cut and dry, right? If you have evidence, then someone's claims mean nothing. It carries on to say, Ransom goes on to claim the footage she saw will haunt her for the rest of her life and that the faces of the two men were clearly visible. She does not identify those men. Why? Why not? Ransom even claims to have copies which he has stored at several secure locations around Europe and says she fears retaliation by Epstein, even though he is dead. He's going to come back from the grave, is he?
Well, you know, she might start having suicidal feelings. I can get that.
I can believe that the people implicated would be dangerous, but not Epstein himself.
But Epstein wasn't the his one network. Yeah. I mean, like if I was them, I'd be like, all right, you spread it to 10 people over 10 countries, and they all get released at the same time off the internet in those places, and then you just publicly name the two people involved. And if the Matrix tries to delete all of those, like, good luck. Mm-hmm. Like, if you've got it that far spread, and you're publicly naming them, like, it will go viral immediately.
Absolutely.
And then there's no stopping it.
Mm-hmm. So recently as well, this is a Daily Beast article, actually, titled "Unseal Epstein Docs Claim Mystery Friends Came to His Island to Meet Girls." And there's lots of information here, largely coming from Ransom, who is supposedly one of the people who were trafficked to Epstein's Island. And just to summarise what this talks about, because it's a very long article and I've tried to pick out the most notable bits, because some of it's just rehashing what we already knew. So there's not really much point in me going over it, but I do suggest you read the full thing, although some of the journalism in it is a little bit poor, but the information about Epstein is good. So it says, public sex on a plane, a stable young woman, on rotation, and allegations of a coerced menage a trois with a famed attorney, along with lurid questions about his genitalia, because of course there is. I don't know how there is always questions about weird genitalia with these sex scandal cases. Every time.
Do you remember Harvey Weinstein's genitalia?
I don't remember it, but I heard about it.
Yeah.
How it was deformed and squished, yes. Anyway, keep that out of your mind, because it talks about Dershowitz again, who, of course, is a very famous lawyer, and this is particularly interesting. It says, in a 2017 deposition, Sarah Ransom, a young South African expat victimised by Epstein, claims that Epstein coerced her into a threesome with Harvard law professor and future Donald Trump surrogate. That's a bit sneaky that they've snuck that in there, trying to associate him with Donald Trump when he's represented Harvey Weinstein, OJ Simpson. Loads and loads of controversial cases. He just seems to be able to, or seems willing to, take any case that's high profile.
Because it's money.
Yes. He's a lawyer.
You wonder what motivates such people? Money.
But yes, where was I? The name of the other alleged female participant was redacted in court records. Ransom, who was 22 when she met Epstein, testified that the women started undressing me in the room. Ransom added that they got in bed, and I kind of knew what was going on from that. She further detailed the abuse in disturbing detail. Jeffrey then walked in the room, she testified. He started masturbating under his clothes. He put his hand in his trousers, and a few minutes later, Alan walked in the room. He started undressing. He got in the bed with Redacted and myself, and we basically had a three-way sexual interaction. And she says, I just tried to get it done as soon as possible to get out of there, added Ransom. He called the encounter a traumatic experience and described Dershowitz as pasty-skinned and wrinkly, which is horrible. Ugh. Reached by phone on Tuesday, Dershowitz told the Daily Beast that he never met Ransom in his life. He insisted, since his second wedding in 1986, he had not had sex with anyone other than his wife. This is where these reports that I was reporting on earlier had come from. It was his conversation with the Daily Beast. In a newly unsealed deposition transcript, Ransom was asked if she had seen any evidence of surgery on Dershowitz's body, including bandages. Ransom answered that she couldn't remember. Did you see him bleed through his penis? Maxwell's lawyer asked, to which Ransom replied, not that I recall. And for his part, Dershowitz steadfastly denied Ransom's allegations, and he says, I quote, she has no idea what my genitals look like, he told the Daily Beast from Israel, where he was about to eat dinner. She made it all up. And I'm quoting again, any lawyer who asks her a question about my bleeding penis is engaging in unethical conduct, because there would be no basis for that, Dershowitz added, insisting to the Daily Beast, I want to see a criminal investigation done on any lawyer and any person who made up stories about my penis and was part of the conspiracy to make up stories.
I'm sorry to laugh, but it's just a weird thing.
It's a very childish tangent to a very horrible thing, isn't it?
And yeah.
A bit of humour is kind of what you need to stomach this sort of horrific thing. So there are some subheadings here that read, Epstein flew his victims on economy class to his private island. So he didn't have the decency to even use his own jet.
Oh, come on, no.
What?
It's gross.
Apparently,
that is true, though. Like, he's the multi-billionaire paedophile extraordinaire.
He's cheaping out.
That's weird.
But another thing that's come out in this deposition is that he had sex in full view of others on his private plane. So
who are the others?
Well, we know, we've got his flight logs, haven't we? So we know who's flown on.
The crew who are serving drinks. Like, come on. There are so many people who would have witnessed what's going on. And yeah, just nobody. Just nobody knows.
I know. It's very strange, isn't it?
Where's the cleaner? Like, I want to have a chat. Do you remember they flew a drone over his island once? And there were some guys doing gardening there.
I know. Well,
interview those guys.
Who's employing them, I wonder. But it carries on to say, Epstein had no qualms about having sex with women in his circles in front of others, according to Ransom. In one of the deposition transcripts unsealed on Monday, she described watching Epstein have intercourse with a woman on a bed in the back of his plane. The woman's name was redacted in the court filings. Epstein was in his bed, I'm quoting here, on the plane having sex with redacted for everyone to see on display. Redacted was straddling Jeffrey for quite some time. I watched them both... Oh, I don't want to read this. Both ejaculate with each other. They were having quite a good time together, Ransom said. The plane door, plane had no door to conceal the bed, so you can quite easily have sex and show the whole plane, and added, this is how it's designed, I'm guessing. So yes, seemingly the flight logs with Epstein might have a more implicating factor to them now we know how this operates. So we do know people like Bill Clinton were on Epstein's plane 5 times. I wonder... if Epstein put on a display for old pervy Bill.
I'm just wondering what the dates are. And then we can look at the flight log. Who was on the plane? Well, there you go.
Yes. Also, there's a link to Victoria's Secrets as well. Because while on the island, young women had to dress in Victoria's Secrets clothing. And apparently, I'm going to read from the body of text again. Les Wexner, who owns them, was affiliated with Epstein. So, seems a bit curious, doesn't it?
What does affiliated mean here, do they say?
Well, yes. Epstein and fellow billionaire Les Wexner, owner of the limited Abercrombie & Fitch and Victoria's Secrets, have been closely linked for decades. In one deposition transcript, Ransom described a photo of another girl clad in flannel Victoria's Secret pyjamas that were supplied to us. All of the outfits, and I'm quoting from Ransom here, there were clothes that were provided on the island by Jeffrey Epstein, which were all Victoria's Secret clothing, bikinis, nightwear. Wexner, who previously and inexplicably granted Epstein power of attorney over his affairs, has denied any knowledge of Epstein's crimes. Still, victims of Epstein have said he often bragged about his ties to Wexner and dangled the prospect of Victoria's Secret modelling jobs to them. And what this sounds like is, you know how Epstein seemingly got blackmail on someone to then take control of their assets. That seems like that's what's going on here.
That's your guess.
That's my guess, yes. Obviously, I can't know for certain. But just granting all of your control of your assets to this man seems a bit strange. But it seems like he must have been implicated in some way for him to do this, right? He must have committed some sort of crime.
He has such high trust in a man who he doesn't really know what he does. Which doesn't make sense.
Well, yeah, you can't be the owner of three companies, three successful companies, and just be like, yes, this man, this one I don't really know very well, he should control everything.
Trust me, I have no idea what he does in closed doors, but also he should control all of my finance.
Like, So that's potentially another person to look into, I suppose. And another few subheadings, which I've not got the body of text because it's not too new and relevant. Epstein and Ghislaine pressured a victim to lose weight and go on the Atkins diet in order to get funding for higher education. So what they talk about here, I think, is that they tried to get the girls, once they'd flown them to the island, they were just like, yeah, we're not going to pay for your ticket back until you lose some weight and get... So basically they blackmailed them into staying, is what it seems like. They're just like, once you meet these targets... with the thing of dangling a modelling job in front of them, then they'd be like, well, you can go do whatever you want. But it just seems to me that they're doing this arbitrarily to keep them there so they can carry on abusing them.
Like debt slavery.
Exactly that. Also, Epstein also pressured Ransom to visit modelling agencies in South Africa to recruit a new personal assistant as well. So as you were saying, it seems like they were trying to recruit girls who then would recruit girls as well. And that seems to be the structure of it, according to Ransom, at the very least. Apparently, this was largely run by Ghislaine Maxwell, who apparently ran the house like a brothel, which I can certainly believe. I mean, how could it not be run like that?
In prison for exactly that.
Yes. Apparently, a bit more on the relationship between Maxwell and the girls that she trafficked. It says here that the young women and girls trafficked by Epstein were terrified of Maxwell. And it says, in her deposition, Ransom testified that she met the British socialite for the first time on Epstein's Island and that other women warned her about Maxwell. I remember, and this is a quote, being told by everyone before she arrived who she was, Ransom said. And I was pretty much told the type of person she was. And I had to do everything she told me to do, she added. Every single girl that I came in communication with told me that. Asked how the women described Maxwell, Ransom answered, she's incredibly intimidating. She's not someone you want to be stuck in a alley at night. Put it that way. She's very dangerous and has connections. Which I can believe, I suppose. I mean, that's why she's in prison.
And why she's alive.
She carries on to say, I met a lot of girls who all had the same opinion of Ghislaine. We were all frightened of her, Ransom continued. She had a very odd relationship with Jeffrey and, yeah, she's not a nice, I'm sorry. I know it's your client, but she's not. She's not a friendly, warm person. I liked her dog, though. Her Yorkshire Terrier. Her dog was nice. That seems a little bit unnecessary. I mean, yes, her dog was not abusing people. Yeah. Funny that.
We've established everything about Ghislaine and her life. We're all a bunch of abusers, except from her dog. Which...
So, yes, apparently... this is the most interesting part to me. There are many mystery men whose names are redacted in the documents. Epstein's so-called black book contained the names and contacts of rich and powerful. Some of the people in Epstein's orbit have been revealed over the years, including Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, and Donald Trump. Again, they've slipped in Donald Trump, even though he never went to the island. He's just photographed with Epstein.
They met once at a party in which he's photographed with him. And then like immediately afterwards, he starts talking about how bad Epstein is and how he's... gonna go to prison.
Mm-hmm. Like, Donald Trump is synonymous with New York and their New York socialites. How many rich billionaires are there in New York, I wonder? How many parties are they inevitably going to go to?
And he meets one.
Yeah.
In the whole time.
I mean, come on. It's a bit of a stretch.
Whereas
it's
the dude who flies five times on his plane and is the former president.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are the same.
It carries on to say, but there are numerous names in the filings unsealed today which have been redacted, making it impossible to know the names of certain men being accused by Ransom and others. Still, some of the names have been left untouched, such as one instance which Ransom was asked if she ever was ever lent out to billionaire businessman Tom Pritzker, the executive chairman of Hyatt Hotels Corporation, which Ransom said no. So it does seem like once this has finished, there are potentials... There is potential for there to be more names released, maybe. It's a bit frustrating, really, that these are redacted because you think it's within the public interest.
To clear their names?
Yeah. It seems to me that the public interest should trump the right to privacy of these individuals in this specific instance. Normally, I would say the other way around, but this is such a serious thing that I think that it should be that way around.
But also, if you were in the little black book, like, I'd want my name publicly being stated, yes, this person was never there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wasn't involved in that.
I'm sure that the guy who was named is pretty glad that she's publicly said, yeah, no, he didn't abuse me. That's helping clear his name, isn't it? So it's within the people who have been named's interest to have their name cleared as well. So I really don't understand why this is happening. It's also... worth mentioning, the names of Ghislaine Maxwell's assistants and fellow recruiters are also redacted, but Ransom said they reported directly to Maxwell, which isn't really anything new, but it's worth mentioning that, again, these people are being protected when it seems like they should be investigated publicly. I mean, they could potentially be out there and carrying on abusing it. It would probably be pretty stupid on their part being... linked to this investigation to do so, but it is possible, and therefore by keeping their names redacted it seems counterproductive to actual justice, in my opinion. And the final thing I wanted to mention from this article, which is very long, is that Ransom claimed her emails had been hacked and threatened to go to the Russians and WikiLeaks in order to get a story of abuse out. And this is one of the things that makes me believe that a lot of her testimony is true, because she seems very set, according to this, which we do have evidence to support.
That's a great point as well, though.
What was that saying?
If you're a victim and you've got evidence of which American elites are engaging in being part of the global pedo cult, mm-hmm. send it to the Russian government. I mean, if there's anyone who wants to just, like, make the United States look terrible right now, mm-hmm. it is those guys.
Yeah. And I imagine they'll probably be more sympathetic as well, because unfortunately we have lots of people who seem to think it's not as big a deal.
Well, they'd
want
to publish it and be like, look, America's a terrible place. Look at the mm-hmm. kind of people who run it. That's their shtick. Mm-hmm. So
they're not going to be protecting the identities of people, that's for sure. So it carries on to say, when a reporter at the New York Post didn't move fast enough on publishing Ransom's allegations, she became enraged, according to a series of emails sent in 2016, including in today's document dump. You've really annoyed the wrong person, and I'm done being nice to anyone anymore, Ransom wrote in one. So there you have your goddamn headline. I'm taking down all the evil people with or without your help. Among the email exchanges is a conversation between Ransom and the reporter Maureen Callahan, in which Ransom claims, my emails have been hacked, I have reached out to the Russians for help, they are coming to my aid, thank goodness for anonymous. And it carries on, the CIA hacking my emails, etc., were too late. I also have numerous devices with systems that are unhackable, and I have film footage all over Europe itching to be released. This was in 2016, by the way.
This is what I kind of hate. You know, I remember like people are like, oh, yeah, trust me, I've got big things. I've got high intelligence. And I was like, well, release it then.
Yeah.
Do it.
Why are we waiting? Anyway, in her deposition, Ransom said, after her initial conversation with Callahan for a story, she noticed people were following her while she lived in Barcelona. She believed that Callahan had told someone about their conversation and her whereabouts. And I'm quoting, there were two people following me after I came forward to Maureen Callahan, Ransom testified, adding that during her usual walking routine in the Spanish city, she saw the individuals. The same afternoon, she ran into those people again. I was frightened for my life. Absolutely frightened, she said. Her communications with Callahan, she said, abruptly stopped soon after. I got really angry with Maureen because she had obviously told someone, she said. So it does seem like there's something funny going on here, if this is to be believed. It could also be it was just a coincidence that she saw the same people, and with being paranoid with the level in which this could expose global elites who would want to harm her. I mean, I could see that playing on your mind, but I'm more inclined to believe what she's saying. So another thing that's going on at the minute is that several of Epstein's victims are suing several major banks, more or less, for ignoring red flags that he was making money off of trafficking young girls and women, and they're suing JP Morgan and Deutsche Bank. So just going to mention that. There's not really too much to say here. It's just that,
aren't they the two places that deplatformed Donald Trump? I remember when they were closing those, Deutsche Bank closed their bank account with Donald Trump.
That's funny, because they're implicated in so much shady stuff, you'd think.
They're like, I don't want to be involved with Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's all performative though, isn't it? It's just so they can make money and other avenues. So yes, that's going on as well. And also related to this is this story that Virginia Island's attorney general loses her job days after suing JP Morgan Chase in connection with the Jeffrey Epstein probe. And pretty much, I think it was the governor said, yes, I have no comments to make about this removal, which you would think, well, he would want to clear up the fact that she's not been fired for representing the interests of the victims.
Don't know if you saw, Joe Biden decided to take a small holiday to the Virgin Islands.
Oh, really?
Just before this happened.
That's. I didn't know that, but that's...
Yeah. Purely vacation stuff, I'm sure.
I wonder what motivated them to fire their lead attorney. I mean, what...
US president comes to stay, all of a sudden the governor's like, I'm firing my attorney, who's looking at Jeffrey Epstein's.
It's not like that's happened before in Ukraine, is it?
Yeah.
Was it Viktor... I can't remember his second name, but
Poroshenko?
The chief prosecutor in
Ukraine. Everyone knows what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, but basically Biden went over, and we have the leaked phone calls, so he held the prospect of $1 billion in aid over the Ukrainians' heads.
Because the Attorney General was looking into his son being corrupt.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, who else would Joe Biden be looking out for? Maybe a previous president? Maybe his son. I mean, he's not actually been implicated in this. This is one act of degeneracy he doesn't have any links to, but it's possible. He could have...
Maybe all his donors?
Yeah, well, that's true. Maybe he won't have a party left if this carries on. But yes, finally, one smaller thing I wanted to mention is that people tried to attack Elon Musk by faking a map image saying that Musk's jet was flown to Jeffrey Epstein's island. So if you scroll down, John, to the fake picture, there we go. There it is. It basically was just a very easily faked thing of just a line to something that just has in brackets Epstein Island.
I'm pretty sure that doesn't even happen on Google Maps. I'm going to try it.
But yeah, this was fake. This was just to get back at Elon for owning Twitter, I think. But then, just to make it even more obvious, Elon himself tweeted out this here. Only thing more remarkable than the DOJ not leaking the list is no one in the media cares. Doesn't that seem odd? And then he shared an image, things I'll never see in my lifetime, which contains a dragon, a T-Rex, a unicorn, and then the words, the Epstein-Maxwell client list. So this doesn't seem like the actions of someone who's guilty, or it's some sort of 4D chess move. But I think that maybe he's genuinely concerned.
It would be really weird if one of the abusers was like, yeah, keep looking into it.
It would be the perfect cover, wouldn't it?
Not really.
No. And finally, the Met Police being useless. Met Police drop Jeffrey Epstein investigation and will take no further action over allegations.
Oh, really? Oh, convenient.
But
our system is crammer.
I know. But playing devil's advocate here, a lot of the abuses and things like that happened either in New York,
yes,
or his island.
But there are certainly no UK suspects.
No, not at all. There are definitely no princes that can't sweat or anything. To name one. But yes, they've stopped investigating now. I think their rationale is that, well, most of it is for other law enforcement agencies to pick up the slack with. So yes, seems like Britain's role in this is pretty much over, and it's up to the Caribbean and America to help us out, find out who was implicated in this, because we're still not too much closer. We've got some more names. There's promises of more names to be released, potentially. But I thought it would be good to give an update on this because we haven't given an update for quite some time.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the premium videos we do, this one on the politics of Mulholland Drive. If you'd like to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.